Okay, so if you're maybe going through a complicated time right now, or you're just really curious about finding some specialized knowledge, that kind of shortcut to understanding things, then you know how valuable it is to just cut through all the noise and find something targeted. Today, we're not just giving you a summary. We're going to try and deconstruct the claims, the promises of one very specific professional service. Our mission is a deep dive into the promotional stuff for astrologer Arjun Nanda, UK Vedic Guidance. We've pulled this straight from their public materials. We really want to get a handle on what they're offering, their value proposition, the specific methods they say they use, and what this guidance they advertise actually means in practice. Okay, let's unpack this. Right away, what kind of authority are they trying to set up here?
Well, the language they use, it's pretty assertive from the get-go, and geographically specific too. We're immediately told about Arjun Nanda operating in the UK, and the source material, it doesn't really hold back. It positions him with a really clear marketing line, claiming he's the best astrologer in UK.
Wow, okay. Bold claim.
Yeah, and they pair that immediately with accurate predictions and trusted astrological guidance. Now, that best astrologer bit, that's, classic marketing, isn't it? But the real substance they seem to anchor it to is the methodology. They point to years of expertise in Vedic astrology.
Right.
And for anyone actually looking for this kind of service, understanding that Vedic versus other types, that's really the key to figuring out what's on offer, is the technical underpinning for everything else they talk about.
I think that's the crucial part, isn't it? When people hear astrology, they often just think of, the newspaper horoscope column, which is usually the Western tropical system. But this source, it specifically says Vedic. So for you listening, maybe you're not totally up on celestial mechanics. Why is emphasizing Vedic such a big deal? What's the technical difference?
Oh, it's everything. It really is. The fundamental difference is how they figure out the starting point of the zodiac.
Yeah.
0 degrees Aries, Western or tropical astrology links that starting point to the seasons, the vernal equinox, which means because of the Earth's wobble, the precession of the equinoxes, the signs gradually drift relative to the actual stars, the constellations you see in the sky.
Right.
Vedic astrology, on the other hand, uses the sidereal zodiac. Now, this system is fixed to the actual observable constellations. It accounts for that drift. So the planetary positions they calculate are usually about, say, 23 or 24 degrees different from a Western chart.
23 or 24 degrees. That could easily shift your sun sign.
Right.
And definitely other things too.
Oh, absolutely. It often shifts the sun sign and almost certainly the rising sign or ascendant, which is critical in Vedic analysis. So just to make it clear for you listening, if you've had your Western chart done, your Vedic one could look quite different, which straight away gives you a potentially unique alternative view on your personality and, well, your life path.
Exactly. And Vedic astrology also brings in extra layers of complexity that this source material kind of implicitly relies on. Things like the nakshatras, for example, there are 27 of them, these lunar mansions. They offer much more detailed, nuanced readings than just the 12 sun signs.
Okay, more detail.
But
It really is. Yeah. Western astrology often looks at transits where planets are now compared to your birth chart for predicting current influences. The Vedic dasha system, though, it predicts timing based on assigning specific blocks of time, sometimes many years long, to the influence of particular planets from your birth chart.
so it suggests a kind of predetermined sequence of influences.
Pretty much, yeah, a cycle of planetary rulerships throughout your life. So the claim in the material about accurate predictions, it's likely rooted in this structured approach to timing. It lets the astrologer theoretically pinpoint periods when certain life themes like career challenges or relationship opportunities are likely to be front and center for the client.
Okay, that makes sense. So now that we understand the sort of deep technical basis they're claiming, let's look at how they structure the actual services, because this is where it gets quite interesting, I think, from a marketing angle. They don't just offer a single type of reading. No, they lay out this, well, quite comprehensive menu, four distinct areas. First, the backbone, precise horoscope readings using that Vedic framework we just talked about. But then they really pivot towards solving problems. They list love problem solutions and career guidance. And then the fourth one is spiritual healing. So, what's the thinking behind bundling these four things together? They seem quite different on the surface.
Well, this bundling, I think, is actually quite clever strategically, and it gives us a real clue about who they're trying to reach in their sort of underlying philosophy. It's not just a random list of services. It actually mirrors the four major aims of human life in Hindu philosophy, the Purusharthas, Dharma, Artha, Kama, and Moksha.
Oh, interesting. Okay, break that down for us. How do they map?
Sure. So career guidance lines up pretty neatly with Artha. That's all about material well-being, earning a living, security, prosperity.
Right. Makes sense.
Then love problem solutions that connects directly to Kama, the pursuit of pleasure, desire, emotional fulfillment, often through relationships.
Okay. Artha and Kama covered. What about the other two?
Well, the spiritual healing part seems to address moksha. That's the ultimate goal of liberation, spiritual growth, enlightenment.
And the horoscope reading itself.
That initial precise horoscope reading, you could see that as establishing the foundation, which relates to Dharma, your path, your duty, your inherent nature and purpose in life. It sort of sets the stage for the other pursuits.
Wow.
So by offering services that touch on all four, they're positioning Arjun Nanda not just as someone who predicts things, but almost as a, well, a holistic life guide. A life architect, maybe.
A life architect. I like that.
It tackles everything from, you know, your job and finances to your relationships and your deeper sense of peace or purpose.
So, okay, this isn't just forecasting. It's pitched as a complete package for well-being across life's major areas. And if you look at the language again, in the source material, this leads straight into the results they promise.
Mm-hmm.
The claims definitely move beyond just observation. They're squarely in the territory of actionable change, transformation. The material explicitly says that using these services helps you overcome life's challenges and ultimately achieve peace and success.
What does this all mean? When they talk about helping you transform your destiny, what are they really selling there?
I think it means the service is really aimed at someone who isn't just looking for a passive, here's what might happen kind of reading. They're targeting the client who wants a strategy, something high value, something they can act on.
Okay.
It's the difference between being told, oh, looks like some difficult planetary influences are coming up, versus perhaps, okay, during this specific dasha period, the energy suggests focusing on restructuring your career, that's Artha, while also maintaining your spiritual practice, moksha, to help navigate potential difficulties. So it's about providing levers almost.
Exactly. The transformation promise sells the outcome, the result. What they're fundamentally selling is a sense of control over life's ambiguities. They frame these expert astrological insights as the tools you need, the levers you can pull to actually shift the course of your life.
Yeah.
And let's face it, when people feel uncertain, particularly about big things like love, career, their purpose, the offer of tailored ancient knowledge that claims it can actively transform that destiny, that's a really powerful draw.
It takes the burden off you, maybe.
It can feel like that, yes. It shifts the weight of navigating the chaos onto an expert guide who claims to have a map.
Yeah, the source material really does stress that immediate applicable quality of the insight. It's guidance meant to be used, like right now,
mm-hmm.
across your job, your relationships, your inner life. And speaking of immediately applicable, for anyone listening who might be curious about the practicalities, the logistics of actually accessing this specialized knowledge, the source material is very clear about providing modern ways to connect, which is kind of a fascinating mix, isn't it? Ancient Vedic wisdom delivered through very current channels.
It is an interesting blend, yeah. Tradition meets technology. Even though the service is grounded in, you know, potentially thousands of years of Vedic practice, the ways to actually engage are completely modern, and they're clearly geared towards that immediate UK-based consultation.
So what are the specifics they list? Well, there's a dedicated website,
mm-hmm.
arjun@astrologer.co.uk. That's perfect.
They also offer quick digital contact via email, arjunata282@gmail.com. And crucially, they list a direct mobile number, +447424198375 for consultation.
The direct mobile number, okay.
Yeah, which really signals, I think, a commitment to being accessible. It acknowledges that people seeking this kind of wisdom today still expect, you know, quick, modern ways to connect and get responses. The whole setup seems streamlined to handle inquiries pretty efficiently.
Absolutely. It seems designed to get you from just being curious to actually having a consultation quite smoothly, regardless of how complex the underlying Vedic system might be. Okay, so that brings us towards wrapping up the key takeaways from digging into this material. We've definitely gone beyond just the surface level ad copy. The main things we've pulled out seem to be, first, that foundational difference of Vedic astrology using the sidereal zodiac, not the tropical one. Second, the very specific UK location. And third, that really smart, holistic bundling of the four service areas. Horoscope readings, love problem solutions, career guidance, and spiritual healing, which, as you pointed out, strategically maps onto those four aims of life. And all of this seems to build towards that central promise of, well, transformative, destiny-changing results aimed at bringing clients peace and success.
Yeah. And if we just step back and look at the bigger picture here of this source material, it really shows a sophisticated way of positioning this kind of service. It essentially frames personalized expert consultation as the ultimate solution, the antidote to the feeling of uncertainty that's so common in modern life.
Right. It implies that general advice isn't enough.
Exactly. It suggests that the kind of broad self-help information you find everywhere, well, it's okay, but it's not sufficient. What you really need, it implies, is bespoke, specialized knowledge tied to an ancient systematic framework like Vedic astrology, delivered by an expert. And this, I think, raises a really interesting question for you, the listener. Not just about astrology, but about seeking specialized advice in any area of life. When you're genuinely looking for knowledge or insight to help you overcome life's challenges, how much importance do you personally give to this kind of highly personalized, expert-led consultation? How does that weigh up against, say, broader, more generalized information that might be free or easily available? Does that promise of a structured, systematic, potentially transformative approach make the guidance, and often the cost that comes with it, seem like a worthwhile investment to you? Where do you feel true guidance really lies? That's definitely something worth thinking about.